listener production.
Warning, I'm Tessa Randello. Senator Jackie Lambie slammed the government's plan for a Hobart stadium. She's taken the issue to Canberra, saying building a multi-million dollar stadium is not a priority for the state's budget. Senator Lambie says we're facing too many issues for a stadium.
The lack of U Bute Stadium is, yes, a problem, but it isn't at the top of the list of priorities. So why are we doing this? Because we have a gun to our head and it's being held by the CEO of the AFL. The AFL says we can't have a team without building the stadium.
Questions still remain about how the funds were handed out from the government's $14.9 million local community facilities fund. The Treasurer defended the funding as lawful, justifying Peter Gutwin's funding of 111 election commitments through the Treasurer's Reserve. But Treasurer Michael Ferguson wouldn't answer questions about what the criteria for people who got funds were. The Australian Education Union's calling for fairer working conditions and wages for Tassie public school teachers. It follows new research showing that some private school teachers are set to get a CPI-linked 8.6% raise. The AEU is locked in negotiations with the state government, which is only offering a 3.5% raise for next year and 3% the next 2 years. And Australia's top family-friendly suburb's been named, and it's Otago in Hobart's Eastern Shore. It's topped Well Money's list, beating out some mainland competitors. Well Money property data analyst Kent Lardner says it's a great spot for families.
It's affordable relative to income. It's got the right mix of owner-occupied at about 89% owner-occupied.
No major curveballs thrown in the AFL draft last night. The Giants selecting key forward Aaron Cadman as pick one, as expected, while the Kangaroos snapped up powerful mid George Wardlaw and Harry Sheasel, who became the first Jewish draftee this century. Sadly, none of Tasmania's hopefuls made it in the top 18, but there's more being picked today.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.